This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hello, I'm Sophia Gonzalez, and I'm one of your hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. Today, we invite Melissa Brown Dominguez, co-owner of Galerio Mitotera, curator, and ultimate party thrower. Tell us about you, Melissa.
Thanks for having me, Sophia. I'm Melissa, and I am originally from Los Angeles. I have been in Tucson, Arizona, off and on since 1998, and here in Tucson for the last 15 years. So my partner, Mel Dominguez, who's a local artist here in Tucson, and I opened up Galería Mitotera, which is a community art space, gallery, gift shop.
You got here 1998. I'm imagining that's a lot of change that you've seen happen in Tucson.
My grandparents lived here in 1998. Tucson was much smaller. My grandparents are from Mexico. My nana's from Hermosillo, and my tata, he was when he was still here with us. He was from Chihuahua. My nana loved going to the Carniceria Herraderos down on South 12th. Estrella, her pan dulce, we would go to Alejandro's to get tortillas. Sometimes I feel that she just liked to make the day of it as long as possible and go to all the stores. Down off of 36, there are two little mini markets. My grandparents always went to Henry's, and they would say it, of course, in their accents. They'd call it Henry's. Vamos a ir a Henry's. And it's kind of a rivalry. Like, you can ask folks, which market did you go to? Did you go to Henry's or the one across the way? They had rival hot dog vendors at each one as well.
And I've heard this in other places too. I won't say their names right now, but there's taco shops that will have family rivalries, and they'll get all of their families, all of their friends to commit to not going to the other taqueria or the
other business. I know which one you're talking business. About. There's another. That rivalry exists on South 12th, and I will not say which team I am on.
Not here. No. Okay, so Galería Mitotera is in the neighborhood. It's on South 4th. I would love to hear more about how artists are taking up the space in that neighborhood.
When we began with Galería Mitotera, we saw a need for a space where artists, community members, makers that were primarily Latinx or Indigenous in their surrounding neighborhoods to have a safe place. We had always been around that gallery model where you have art openings and events inside of a space. We saw that inviting folks in wasn't completely inviting. Why don't we take these events out on the sidewalk? We have this really wide sidewalk in the front of our building. We've had so many people that will stop and say, I wanted to see what was happening. It looked like you guys were having so much fun.
Because you have this space open to artists, who are those important voices? How are they talking about their neighborhoods and their cities?
So a lot of folks that come to visit us from the community, they feel really empowered to speak what they feel, which is great because this space feels safe to them. What they'll share with us is that there aren't a lot of spaces that might be as diverse or inclusive. We also hear a lot of from our youth that come, that they love that there is a safe space that they can come and just hang out.
Okay, I'm sitting here with Melissa Brown Dominguez, and we are talking about all that Galería Mitotera has to offer and this place to empower artists and youth. What are some upcoming events?
We have pop-ups twice a month. The next one is September 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then we will have two more in October, October 9th. And then October 23rd, there's a mural project that we are beginning at the U of A Garden Kitchen down on South 4th. We also are going to be doing a tree planting at the El Paso Greenway near the House of Neighborly Services in South Tucson on October 30th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. because bringing shade into communities, that's another passion project that we have. We will have some more upcoming programming and being finalized right now, so follow our social media and our website.
And that is www.galeriamitotera.com. And to get there, you can actually take a bicycle boulevard, the Fontana 4th Ave one, all the way from Prince, crossing downtown, and then right to Galeria on South 4th. Melissa, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.